The following solo is entitled GPZ. This is the one that got me featured in the Spotlight column in Guitar Player. And you'll notice that it's a real, real crude recording. The reason for this is, well, to begin with, the way I recorded it was from like a very small guitar practice amp, which sounds really small to begin with, put literally in front of a ghetto blaster, a cheap one at that, that just had built-in condenser mics. And that's actually the way I recorded it. On top of that, this is about a fifth or sixth generation tape. So you'll notice that it sounds pretty raunchy. Okay, I thought for several years about submitting a solo to Mike Varney, and I just kind of brushed it off thinking that, A, I probably wasn't good enough, and probably a little bit of laziness on my part also. And I was sitting around in the back of a band house one day in Columbus, Georgia, I think. We were just playing the Top 40 rock circuit and decided to go ahead and write a solo and record it. Okay, the reason I'm telling you this is because I want to give encouragement to anybody that's even thinking about doing the same thing I did. And don't let the fact that you probably don't have enough money to go into a nice studio and record it stop you. Remember that the emphasis is really on what you're playing. Just make sure that whatever you play can be heard, and not so much on the production or the quality of the recording itself. Here it is.